This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Sophie from Kenya works for an NGO promoting greater awareness of human trafficking and shared with us her horrific story of how at the age of 13 she was tricked and enslaved by her own uncle. Now age 21, Sophie was among those participating at an international conference against human trafficking that was organised in Nigeria by Caritas Internationalis and the Pontifical Council of Pastoral Care for Migrants and Itinerant People. She spoke to me earlier.
So for me, my experience happened when I was a child, when I was 13 years old, and it was a relative who trafficked me. My parents gave my uncle money to take me to school. My parents lived in Nairobi, and the boarding school was in the rural area in Nairobi. So he was given money to take me to school. And then when we got to his house, he just never took me to school. He took the money, spent it with his family, even the things that my parents had bought me to use in school. He kept me in his house, and I was made to take care of his kids and his family for a whole year. So I was physically abused by his wife, and I was also sexually abused by a relative who was also living in the same house. And this happened from January to around November. I was 13. I didn't know this was trafficking. I just thought that I was living a bad dream.
What are your feelings when this was going on? How did you manage to keep your spirits up?
I was angry. I think probably just being very angry at the situation kept me going. And I knew that there was something better than what I was going through. So I just kept hoping that whatever it was going to come at some point. But I was very angry at everyone. I was angry at my parents. I was angry at them. Because when you know it's someone close doing it to you, it's quite different rather than a stranger. Someone who's supposed to protect you is the one that is abusing you.
How did you manage to escape?
For the whole time I was there, they never allowed me to leave. But then there was a day that they needed to send someone to the main city center in that area, and they just didn't have someone. So my uncle threatened me and told me if I lived, he would do all these things. But I was so angry. I just didn't want to know. At that particular moment, I just said, as soon as I get out of this house, I'm running away. I don't care where I'm going. I'm running away. But then I was lucky enough when I got to the main city center, I met my mom's friend and explained the story to her. And she said, okay, you know, if you run away right now, we'll never know where you are. But if you go back, I can go and tell your parents, because I'm certain that they don't know that this is happening. They think you're in school. So I went back, and the following day, my mother came and picked me. And that's how I got out of it.
Were your parents very upset at what your uncle had done?
Yes, but you realize that this was happening. My parents were even struggling to eat. They couldn't feed us. So at that particular moment, they were really, really angry. And it was just a lot for them to have to deal with a relative who's abusing their own child. They just couldn't believe it. I think for everyone, it came as a shock that something like that could happen.
And how has this awful experience changed you as a person?
Initially, it really, really broke me. I couldn't trust people. I still don't trust people easily. But out of all this, there's a strength and a willingness to fight injustice. And I think after this experience, when I really decided that I wanted to be in development and I wanted to specifically work with women and women who've been abused, because I totally understand what they go through, and I just wanted to be a source of strength and a voice too. So it's completely changed the way I look at life, and what my life purpose is right now has been shaped by that experience.
Do you have a religious faith? And if so, did that help you at all?
I wouldn't say that by then I had a religious, but then going through the situation, I did discover faith and hope, and it did help me. Because I grew up in a family where faith wasn't really something that we focused on, but going through that situation actually made me believe.
Do you still have a good relationship with your parents?
Yes, my parents are really good. I would say that this was just unfortunate for them, that someone took advantage of them when they were at their lowest point also. So I have a very good relationship with my mom and my dad. I remember one of the, after finding out, I just couldn't speak to them because I knew that they would feel like they had let me down. So for the longest time, I spoke about the physical abuse, but I never spoke about the sexual abuse because I just knew that at that moment, they couldn't be able to handle it. I spoke to them about this a few years back, and they're constantly just worried that it affected me more than it should have.
I was speaking there to Sophie, a former victim of human trafficking.